Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
B-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Culvert, a talented dog owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a short dog owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Now, Alexis, you look down as if you hadn't thought of it in
I truly,
in time.
It felt like we got a pop quiz suddenly.
Sure.
And I was like, I really was not. I had no intro ready at all. And I was like, well, what is he? He's short.
And here's what's nice, though. Mm. Same as a pop quiz, when you take a guess, when you take a stab and you get it right, yeah. You now get to parade around with the victory of, I'm just that smart.
I'm incredibly
smart. Didn't study?
Smart.
Didn't practice? I just got it right.
I don't even need to study for this podcast.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Finally, for once, a podcast you don't have to study for.
That's the biggest hurdle with them all, usually, is just all the studying they take.
I would listen to more if there were less studying.
Yeah, and
I
think on the podcast.
Many people would agree with me.
Right? Yes. Yeah, I hate exactly. All the live studying that you're always hearing on podcasts of people just kind of turning pages and looking up articles. It's like, man, I wish they would have done that before they recorded. But
right. Mm. And no one's done a tell-all piece about it. But I think eventually someone will get brave enough to say, I would listen to more podcasts if I didn't have to study so much.
I think so.
If I didn't have to study so much. Now, Alexis, I'm coming to you with, obviously, arrogance about how smart my friend is at a pop quiz.
Sure, yeah.
Obviously, that just now happened. Yeah. But also, I got a bit of a conspiracy theory on my brain and love to tell you about it.
Okay.
So, as summer is upon us,
we
just had Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Hip, hip, hooray. Time for summer. It's a little bit different this year. At least here in Los Angeles, the pools are closed.
That's true.
Now, I think many people will try to tell you that that's COVID related. But do you want to hear my conspiracy theory?
Absolutely.
Do you remember when the pools were closed last Labor Day?
For the dogs.
Yes. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The dogs were supposed to be allowed in. A bit of a refresher for our listeners. right before they drain the pools, they say, come one, come all, bring your dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Have them splash about in the pool a little bit. What they say at the very, very, very bottom of the page in highlighted form that is easy to see.
Yeah, sure.
Actually, hard to miss, some might say.
Yeah, yet, I mean, if
we did it
again, we're not prepared for the pop quizzes of life. So,
right. Exactly. It says you must have your dog registered.
Yes.
Now, I did have my dog registered and forgot about it.
Yes.
So I didn't have the proper paperwork.
Yes. And Crumb
then
was
you
too
just
young.
Weren't able to have Crumb registered.
Yeah.
My point is, here's where the theory comes in. You didn't let the dogs in the pool, and so now the consequences, they don't get to reopen.
You think they're just staying closed ever since?
Yeah,
ooh.
Exactly. I think that they've thought about what they did, and are like, you know what? If the dogs can't swim, then nobody can swim. How about that?
Because here's the thing. When you said, I got a little conspiracy theory for you, I got a little nervous, because I was like, in this day and age, I don't know. It's
I don't know
fine.
If I need that now.
But I think you're right. I can't think of any, like... That I haven't seen anyone swimming in a pool since then.
It begs the question, could they be related? And I think they could. And I also appreciate you agreeing with me, because this could have gone south real fast. If you're like, no, that's not it.
No, there's a horrible
it's certainly the other thing. It's most certainly the other thing.
No,
I appreciate you going along with my idea.
Always. I like yours better anyway.
You let the dogs in the pools stay open. Mm. Let that be a lesson to us all.
Yeah.
Now, moving on to non-conspiracy theories.
Okay.
Alexis.
Yes.
We've gotten the sweetest little reviews over there on Apple Podcasts.
I know.
People being so nice to us, and we appreciate it so much. Mm-hmm. If you find that school's out and now you got time on your hands, you wanna take yourself to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe. Boy, oh boy, would we appreciate it. We also want to see you on social media. Or at CIPYD Podcast. You're going to see a lot of tugboat there. Too much. Too much, honestly.
Oof.
Honestly, no one has the balls to say it, but I will. Tugboat's Instagram is off the rails.
It's bonkers.
It's far too much at this point.
I don't think so. I loved that video you posted. Was it today or yesterday of him just running full force into a bush to get a ball?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Absolutely.
So.
And takes after his mother. He's quite the athlete.
Yes.
Catches it on the eighth try. So if you throw a ball and it bounces on that eighth bounce, Well, we've got a real a promised athlete on our hands. Is that it? Is that all the old housework that we have to get out of the way?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it housework? Housekeeping.
Well,
I'm never going to get it
right.
You
know, what's the difference, you know?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Would you like to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they have gotten themselves into this episode?
I would love to. So okay. We have all-star guest. She's a comedian. She's a podcaster. She's a singer. Eliza Skinner is here to talk about her new pup, Boo. We have a Mime Up Minute from Alex and her imaginary dog, Apple. And we have some Crumb Boat updates that I can't wait to hear about. We haven't even talked about what they are, really. So let's find out.
Let's get into it already. Alexis Preston.
Renee.
Now is the time for Crumb Boat, where we talk about our dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Who went first last week? I also, you know what I was thinking is that we could just go back and forth. Whoever
That's
went
smart.
First the last week doesn't go first this week. But now okay. I can't remember which one went
Me
first.
Me either, but someday we'll keep track. And then...
Okay.
I think I went first last week.
That sounds right. That sounds right. And I prefer to go first because I think you always end with a nice home run.
Right.
Is how I
sure.
That's usually, like, if we were to think in baseball terms, neither of which swatch.
Mm-hmm.
I think you want to end with that grand slam, not with a, like, well, you know,
I
four
like
balls
and
he walked.
I like to think of things in terms of the Denny's menu, and that does help quite okay. a bit.
Yes, exactly. So let's start with Moon Over Miami.
Okay, great.
And we'll end with...
The grand slam. Got it.
Perfect.
Okay, give
perfect.
Me the moons first, and then...
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
So, just in the very beginning, just the very tippy-toe stages, a move is upon us.
Oh.
Taking myself to a new apartment. My Ooh. Beloved roommate, Jordan, is moving in with her brother. So I've got the option to stay at this apartment. Mm-hmm. I think I might want to do a little scoot for myself. So I took myself to a potential apartment, filled out the application, and within that, understandably, they need to meet Tugboat.
Sure.
And I tell you what, that's where the intro comes in. Talented dog owner.
Yes.
I have a full-blown thespian on my hands.
No.
Just an actor for days. And I was 99.9% madly in love with, oh, what a good boy I have. 0.1%, you son of a gun. So you can pull it together. Okay. All right. So the very first thing that happens when we get there is a cat. Walks very close to us. All we get is a whimper, just a whimper. Now, when it's with me, I've lost at least one limb
sure.
that I have to then reattach yes. myself later. But in front of this new potential apartment manager, just as calm as can be. Then we sit down to have a little chit chat. Guess who's sitting in her lap within 30 seconds? Actor extraordinaire. When Tugboat, does Tugboat have a middle name? Do we ever decide if he's got a middle name?
I don't know.
Is it Allegra? I feel like it probably turned out to be Allegra.
It's Allegra.
When Tugboat legs Culver.
Yeah. If there's nothing else that makes sense somehow.
Right.
Like, I couldn't think of anything he said.
Sure.
I was like, yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
So one, Tugboat legs Alexis Culvert, sitting in her lap,
yes.
getting some pets. Adjectives she used to describe him. He's so aloof. He's so calm. He's such a sweet boy. Now, I will fight you on
yeah.
the first two. The last one I agree on.
Yeah.
But he is just, he also did that for the very first day I took him to work. And I tell you what, this kid, he knows how to put on the shine and sparkle once until we have approval. Then once we
yes.
have approval, it's forget about
and
it.
And I think, you know, training professionals will be like, you know, it's probably when he enters a new environment, he's a little more cautious to
oh,
you know,
sure.
fully express
yeah.
himself. But I think you're
yes.
right. I think he's... fully putting on a show to be like, I shall be good, so I may return.
Thank you so much. Do we need to change the name of this podcast to Can I Pet Your Conspiracy Theorist and Her Very Sweet Friend Who Goes Along With Her?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a longer
right.
title.
It is.
But I think it works.
We can make it work.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's it. That's it for Tugboat. Just very, very proud of his acting chops.
I love that.
Quite good. I don't know what award season will look like this next spring,
sure.
but I do know he'll be a contender.
Absolutely.
He'll be among the top nominated.
If I don't see
performances.
A Brad, a Leonardo, a Tugboat,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be
mm-hmm.
upset.
Yes, yes, exactly. Robbed, I will scream in the middle of the
yes.
ceremony.
Yeah.
Great.
Absolutely.
Now, how about you? What do we have upon us?
Well, so the first half of Crumb's Embark results came back, which is just the health component. So I don't know anything about his breed. But
now, why do they send it in parts?
To make sure you're waiting like for less time.
Okay, smart.
But I got a email that was like crumbs and bark results, a note from our vets, and I was like, oh no, like, uh-oh, what if they found something?
Right.
And so the email starts and it's like, hey, that says the vet's name. I'm a vet here at the Embark team, and I just want you to know that Crum does not have most of the genetic risk variants that they test for, but he does have one associated with the following health condition, which is chondrodystrophy. And I was like, oh no, like,
oh boy.
I call the alarms, call the firefighters.
Sure, of course, yes, we call the police immediately, 911.
And then I kept reading, and I was like, okay, what is it? What is this CDDY is the abbreviation. And it says, CDDY refers to the relative proportions between dogs' legs and bodies. Dogs with CDDY have shorter legs and a longer body. An extreme example of this is a corgi. And so they go on to say that, like, sometimes their legs can kind of push on their spinal cord eventually. So you just have to be easy on them. Don't let them, you know, be real jumpers, basically, which Crum isn't already. And then at the end, my favorite part, after they basically just said all of this to let you know that your dog has short legs, they end it with, I know this information may be overwhelming to receive. And I lost it. I was like, it really is hard to hear that my little dog is a sausage with tiny little legs. I had no idea.
No clue.
No clue.
Couldn't. And they had the nerve to break it to me in an email, of all things.
The audacity.
Oh, that's, I mean, obviously you printed it out and it's on the fridge or framed.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course.
We just hate to break the news to you that your dog's got tiny little shrimp legs.
That sounds like a joke email. Are you sure that it was from Embark? Did one of your friends prank you? Have you checked the return address on this?
If it didn't have any other information, if it didn't also explain that it can lead to like bulging discs, basically, I would have been like, this is fake.
Sure.
Is fake.
Okay.
But it does eventually explain why they're letting you know that your dog has short little shrimp legs.
I kind of want to do that as a prank on all my friends, my little shorty friends, like human friends right now. Just be like,
hey,
listen, I don't mean to overwhelm you with such. However, I think you should be informed.
I know this information may be hard to receive.
Right.
But you've got little shrimp legs.
Oh, man. God, I can't wait to do tugboats now. I'm so curious what his will be like. Listen, brace yourself. Are you sitting down? Those ears might be spiky and sharp.
What?
And then tugboat would have been right all along.
Oh, you're right.
We'll see. Oh. We'll see how it goes. Oh. Well, already I'm in love with this company.
I know, right?
That's the kind of news you want to get.
Yeah, I was like, because anytime you're opening any kind of health document, it's just a little scary.
Yeah.
And then like to be like, oh no, he is positive for something. And then it's like, he's got a little
short legs. He's got short
legs. It's funny because I've never seen a photo of him. So there's this kind of funny, like, they don't know, but based on his genes, he's probably got tiny little legs.
Oh.
Right.
But it also like proves the whole system of it all.
Yeah.
To just be like, well, yeah, you were correct. Yeah. He does have short legs.
Got little legs and a little sausage body. You're right.
Yeah. Because when we did the other DNA test, there is a part of you who wants to be, especially because they were like 75% pit bull, 25%, I don't know,
something else, huh?
Yeah. You're just like, well, come on. Yeah. But they had to get the pit bull part right.
Yes.
So something's going on.
Yeah,
something's true.
I think
something's
these geneticists might know something.
They might be onto something.
Don't know.
They might be. All right. Well, listen, thank you for making sure that I was sitting down and prepared to hear this news. Would you agree that I took it like a champ?
Yeah, you took it really well.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, Renee.
Yes, Alexis.
Are you tired of going to the grocery store an unnecessary amount of time, and then when you get there, everything's sold out?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
It's my biggest beef currently.
Yeah, I thought so. I had a feeling that you were sick of that.
Yeah, she seems like she's got a beef on her shoulders. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
it's not a chip, it's a beef.
It's not a chip, it's a whole beef.
Yep.
I think to help you with this beef, I want to talk about Sunbasket.
Yes.
Sunbasket, it's great, it's delicious, and it's the solution for the times that we're living in. So Sunbasket makes cooking easy and convenient with healthy, delicious pre-portioned meals straight to your door. And it has delicious recipes for all kinds of dietary preferences, including paleo, gluten-free, Mediterranean, vegetarian, and more. I loved it.
Yes.
But now, Renee, I want to hear about your experience with it.
Well, Alexis, I've got breaking news. Okay. Would you like to hear about this?
I really do.
Because I would love to tell you. Now, I am I'm going through this the same as everybody else. And my solution of choice has been not eating well. And so my Sunbasket arrived. And I tell you what, just every color in the rainbow is in there. I got just reds and greens and purples and blues. And my entire body was just like, yes, please. Matt, yes, that is what we would like. I stand before you for 5 years on this podcast as being a plop and stir girl.
Yes.
Can't do it. Can't do it. I tell you what, I made a Sunbasket. I made the salmon dinner and
Ooh.
It was one so easy.
Okay.
Plop and stir girl making salmon?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Two, my like, I was in a good mood for days afterwards. It's just so truly like nutritious, but also delicious. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. Sunbasket is my new favorite thing. And I'm also going through this phase of I'm now buying what we advertise.
Yeah.
So I got a little additional plate and now I also have a little subscription to Sunbasket.
Oh, I love this.
Look at me.
I love that you've gone from plop and stir to fish dish.
You know? Look at, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's what they're going to start to call me back home?
Yeah, old fish dish
Culvert.
Yeah. I
Seems
think
about
so.
Right. Well, now, because our listeners are going to want to get on this,
yes.
Can I tell them how? Okay.
Yeah.
If you would like to go from plop and stir to fish dish, mm-hmm. here's how you do it. Right now, Sunbasket is offering $35 off your order when you go right now to sunbasket.com/CIPYD and enter promo code CIPYD at checkout. That's sunbasket.com/CIPYD. Enter promo code CIPYD at checkout for $35 off your first order. Now, listen, I know you're like, I bet she's going to say it again, so I don't have to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna pay. This is the time you have to pay attention.
Oh.
It's the last time I'm gonna say it.
Oh.
Get ready.
Okay.
Focus up.
Okay.
Sunbasket.com/CIPYD and enter promo code CIPYD.
Yum.
Well, now, Alexis, I just told you I'm straightening up,
mm-hmm.
I'm flying right,
mm-hmm.
I'm fish dish Culvert.
Yes,
eating healthy over here.
Yes,
you know who is also eating healthy over here?
Do we have a fish dish tugboat?
We have a fish dish tugboat.
Oh.
We sure do. Pet Plate, I'm obsessed. They're so great. Can I Pet Your Dog is sponsored in part by Pet Plate. Mm-hmm. Pet Plate delivers real food cooked fresh for your dog. They're pre-ordered meals that are customized to meet your dog's individual needs, and they're delivered right to your door. I love it so much, Alexis.
I know. It's nothing makes my dog eat better, and I know that that's such a boring, like, obvious reason, but he's so picky, and he just ends up, then I don't notice how many treats I'm giving him. Then I realize I've spent the whole day just feeding you treats and you didn't eat any of your actual food. And now I don't have to worry about that because I just pour it out and he's like, woo!
Oh, there we go. We took care of it. Now, I do want to be sensitive with this,
yes.
but I just have to tell you an actual thing that is happening.
Okay.
So the entire time that I've had Tugboat, we've had a bit of an anal gland situation. I cannot do anything about it because all the groomers are closed.
Yes.
Pet Plate has created poops that no longer create an anal gland situation.
Wow.
So solid that the glands are fixed.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. And it is me. It's entirely me who has made this success.
That's
but
awesome.
I was just like, oh, I did it. I found it.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Because we've had a real situation
yes.
all the way up until Pet Plate.
Can I tell them a little bit more about it?
I
aside
would
from
love for you to.
Glands.
Yes, please.
Okay. So the plans obviously are customized for your dog's unique nutritional needs. They make you do like a fun little survey about your dog so they know, you know, you're getting the correct thing. It is made with 100% human grade ingredients such as USDA meats, fruits, veggies, and healthy grains, which you can tell when you open it because you can like see it all in there. It looks pretty good. I mean, yeah. And aside from anal glands, dogs can expect to see a healthier weight, better poops like we talked about, less itching, shinier coats, and more energy. So if that wasn't enough, if you're like, how do I get this? I got to know what they're talking about. You can visit petplate.com and use code PET50, that's 50, for 50% off your first order. It's a really good deal. So again, I'm going to say it again. Visit petplate.com and use promo code PET50 for 50% off your first order.
Hey, I'm Janet Varney, host of the JV Club podcast. Ah, high school. Was it a time of adventure, romance, and discovery?
Class of 95, we did it!
or a time of angst, disappointment, and confusion.
We're all tied together by 4 years of trauma at this place, but enjoy adulthood, I guess.
The truth is, it was both. So join me on the JV Club podcast, where I invite some great friends like Kristen Bell, Angela Kinsey, Oscar Nunez, Neil Patrick Harris, and Keegan Michael Key to talk about high school, the good, the bad, and everything in between.
My teenage mood swings are getting harder to manage.
The JV Club. Find it on Maximum Fun.
Judge John Hodgman won a Webby in the comedy podcast category. After 10 years of production, Judge John Hodgman has finally won the Susan Lucci of the Webbies. What is Judge John Hodgman?
Comedy writer and television personality John Hodgman settles disputes between friends, family, co-workers, partners, and more.
Is Machine Gun a robot?
Should a grown adult tell his parents about his tattoos?
Should a family be compelled to wear matching outfits on vacation?
Listen to Judge John Hodgman to find out the answers to these age-old disputes and more.
If you haven't listened to Judge John Hodgman, now is a great time to start.
Judge John Hodgman is available on MaximumFun.org and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, you guys, we have the very funny, brilliant writer and podcaster, Eliza Skinner here, and let's get into it.
Yeah.
Also, since last we've seen you, now dog owner Eliza, yes. This puppy of yours.
That's the important part. Mm-hmm.
Boo Berry.
You logged onto the Zoom and we all lost it. just sitting there, almost like a parrot on your shoulder, hanging out.
Yeah, he's normally like directly behind me. So when I'm in a Zoom, I'll even forget, and then I can do a fun reveal where I lean to the side, and everyone's like, "Oh my gosh, he's sitting right behind you."
I am glad you didn't, because I think Renee would have had a heart attack had she not had like time to adjust.
Possibly. Very possibly. Now, I am obviously, and I think everybody who's listening to this, obsessed with Boo's Instagram. But just for anybody who's going to be obsessed with it as soon as this is over, what kind of pup is Boo?
Well, when I adopted him from the rescue, they said that he was a Spaniel and Pomeranian mix. I think he's got to have some Chihuahua in him, yeah. Just looking at him.
But
people ask all the time, like, what is he? Oh my gosh, so cute. I want one like him. And the thing is, part of why he looks, he's going to go look for treats now. part of why he looks like he does is because he had a pretty severe jaw injury. And it's fixed now. And the rescue took really great care of him. They found when they got him, he was in the medical ward of a shelter. But it has left him with just a slightly wonky look that he wears very well.
Yes.
Agreed. Absolutely. Now, where are we with deciding to get Boo? Were you already planning on getting him before all this happened?
Yeah.
How did that work out?
Well, I've been thinking about it for a while. My last job, I was a co-executive producer, so that's high enough up that I can kind of make the call about whether or not there are dogs in the room. And
yes.
It was at Henson Studios, which is a very friendly, very, very dog friendly lot. And I was like, okay, I think that even if I couldn't have a dog in the room with me, I think I'm like secure enough now that I could pay for someone to take care of him. And that was always like what held me back, that stuff, and not wanting to ruin the life of my cat, Casper.
Of course.
I was working on the Independent Spirit Awards, and just in my downtime, I would putter around on Pet Finder and started looking for a cat-friendly small dog. I also live in a house that's up about 60 stairs, so I was like, well, he has to be small enough that I can carry him up and down the stairs should something happen to him, and I need to run him to the vet or anything. Mm-hmm. I just came across this dog and was like, I don't know, it's such a big commitment. And I drove out and met him in Rancho someplace. There's a lot of ranches around here.
One of the ranches.
And he seemed fine, but I don't know, when you meet a dog at a rescue event at a PetSmart, it's not like violin sound. You're like, okay, he doesn't seem to hate me, and he's not going insane. Yes. And they were like, you can have him in a week. And that was on the 14th, actually. That was, or the 15th, oh, whoa, the day
oh,
after.
Yeah. The timing of that is
Valentine's
up exactly.
Day. Yeah. And they're like, well, we'll drop him off in a week. And so all that week I was like, this is going to destroy my life. I shouldn't do this. I should just, I'll call him back and be like, never mind. Or maybe I'll say my cat exploded. So they'll still think that like, I'm nice. Like I got to get out of it. And I can't remember what I at the time I was also spending a weekend in San Diego with my sister. Like I had stopped on the way down to meet him.
Right.
And she was like, just do it. And I was like, well, that's easy for you to say, cause you're not going to have to deal with it. Yeah. But it was nice to keep hearing that. And then during the week I was like, I don't know. And they brought him over and like, as soon as he got here, I was like, this is the best thing ever. He's so great. And the rescue organization had named him Sugar Bear, because he looks like a little bear.
Yeah.
And because he's so sweet. Like, this dog had had a rough life, but he was just always wagging his tail. He was just happy all the time, no matter what was going on. And so I was like, that's great. I can't keep calling him Sugar Bear, though. That is
That's
going
to need to change a bit.
And I had my cat, Casper. And so I was like, well, I need something, maybe something ghosty to go with Casper. And maybe something that has to do with like a cereal mascot like Sugar Bear. So I thought of Boo Berry. And that's what I named him. And I call him Boo.
You have a reputation on the show. You ran from the last time you were on as the best dog namer we have.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I do it just in my regular life. I love naming dogs.
It's a skill. Yes. Yeah. But now, like, Boo in and of itself, I look at him, you're like, well, of course. Yeah. Just a little Boo. But now to have the origin behind it, you're like, well, it's even more clever now.
Thank you.
How we found that the first... There's a bit of a stigma of just like, and you're supposed to fall in love just immediately. But there's a little bit, or at least for us, was a little bit of like, so you good, man?
Yeah.
For a bit. Like, it's a little awkward for a moment or two. How was the first like month or so with you guys together?
It was great. Because he is so friendly. Like, his favorite thing to do is stare in people's eyes meaningfully. Like, honestly, he's had it before we were officially shut down. Like, he's an angel baby. One of my first walks with him, after I'd had him for like just a couple of days, I ran into my neighbor from across the street who I'd never run into before. You run into a lot more people when you have a dog.
Yeah, it's funny how that happens.
Yeah. And he has a dog who is, you guys, just a total.
Sure.
And, you know, it's not the dog's fault. It's some people, everybody has a personality, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And he was like, the dog like went for my dog and was like really yappy, not too much bigger than him though. And I didn't know what to do. And the owner or my neighbor was like, let's just walk down the street with them and they'll get into a pack and they'll be fine. And I was like, oh, okay, thanks. I need the help. I don't know what I should do.
Yeah, news to me.
So we did. And that dog was fine. And we went on walk. I've gone on walks a few times and he and his dog have to cross the street when other dogs come up, and every dog falls in love with Boo.
Oh.
Even the ones who my neighbors will be like, sometimes he's kind of weird. Or like one time I was like, oh, this dog used to be a bait dog, so it hates all other dogs. Oh, and I was like, okay, geez. I get it. But he's just really good at like judging other dogs' energy. And like, he doesn't speak. He doesn't make any noise. So I think he like pays a lot more attention to, I mean, he woofs in his sleep, but not when he's awake. I think he pays a lot of attention to like physical cues.
Yeah.
So all these dogs just like love him. And the neighbor one time on one of these early walks, he was like, well, let's go visit my dog's dog friend down the block. It's one of the other dogs who he'll get along with.
Right.
And we let them all play. And the other two dogs were just like running around doing dog things. They're like humping and like grabbing toys. And he doesn't know how to play with toys. He just slowly went around the circle of humans staring at them meaningfully and like connecting deeply with them. And so I'm like, yeah, this dog is really, he's my speed.
Yeah.
Some people are like, oh, he's a cat dog. And I'm like, sort of, except he doesn't give up and walk away. He's just an angel baby. He's like perfect.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? Like, that's part of having a dog that I didn't know was going to happen is like the exposure to like dog world, like of knowing your neighbors and like, I don't know, suddenly people talk to you on the street way more. And like that whole side of, I truly was like, oh, this is different. Like,
yeah, I will say that it was only free and easy for like maybe a month at most, because then we had the shutdown. And then people started being nervousy. And then once masks were mandatory in LA, I started just hating half of my neighbors because they don't wear them. Yes. And I'm like, whether or not you believe the science, at this point, it's the law. Like, if you are quote unquote exercising outside, which walking is, and most of these people are like running with their dogs and stuff, you're supposed to be wearing a mask. Like, and at the very least, it kind of sends a message to people around you, like, hey, I'm thinking about it. I'm being careful. I'm hoping for the best for you. Like, I honestly don't understand why wearing a mask isn't seen as like a huge sign of patriotism at this point. So now when I see people who aren't wearing masks, I'm like, arr, arr. And then when I see people who are, we're all like, hello. So it's not as connected.
Yes, definitely.
But, and there was one lady who so because Boo, at least my theory is because Boo is a street dog, was an outside dog. He doesn't know how to go on walks and like head back eventually.
Right.
He just wants to keep going and going and going. And especially if we're around any kind of dinner time, which now is like 4 hours in the evening because none of us have anything else to do. So people are just cooking. But also anytime there's garbage anywhere, he's like, that's my dinner. He just wants to walk and walk and walk and walk until he gets so tired he can't walk back. So I'll have to like carry him back, or I'll have to force him to turn around way before he wants to. And then that's a whole fight. And so we're having like a little like argument on the street, and I'm trying to like sit down with him and give him some room, but then also be in charge. And during one of those times, and also, you know, it's hot, so hot now. So I'm trying to manage that and be like, don't get heat stroke. So one time this lady comes up to us as I'm trying to like coax him out of a lawn with some treats and some like commands, but my back is to this lady. So I didn't hear her. And then turned around and was like, oh, sorry. She was really close. She was like, she didn't say anything to me. She looked at Boo and was like, it's okay, honey. It's okay. It's all right. And I'm like, yeah, we're just, he's kind of pooped right now. So we're having a thing. And she was like, do you want to say hi to like about her dogs? And I was like, okay, yeah, you can say hi. And he just didn't want to. And so they walked past. And then after they walked past, I like picked him up and put him on the sidewalk. And then he starts going for them, like trying to follow them. And I was like, oh, you want to say hi now? And I was like, no, you're going the wrong way. That was I was like, no, come on, this way. Come on, come on. And she turned around and she, again, not looking at me, looking at Boo, was like, it's okay, honey. Do you want to come here? Do you want to come this way? It's okay. After I was like, no. And I was like, you can't, what is this?
What?
You can't say, you can't.
What are you doing?
It made me so angry. And so like now she is part of this like small list that I am maintaining of, oh no, I do not want to see you while I'm walking. Lady with the two dogs and the bad shoes. And then there's also a lady across the street and around the corner who is like, I don't like dogs. And when he pees on the sidewalk outside of her house, she's like, no, don't let him pee on my house. And I'm like,
oh Lord.
Are you talking about? What is that where you eat your dinner? Like, so obviously I got some anxiety about the neighbors and stuff.
Yeah. I didn't even know that you're supposed to pick up dogs' poop until I was like 13. Like growing up in my hometown, it was just not a thing. So then when people are really upset about certain things, I'm like, look, I'm picking up the poop. I'm doing it. I've grown.
There is a garbage can. I took a picture of what's and put in my Instagram stories. There's a garbage can with a handwritten note taped to it that says, I forget the exact wording, but it's like, take your dog, like not for dog poop, take your dog poop home and put it in your own can. You quote unquote maniac is what it is. You maniac.
Okay.
I'm like, it's a garbage can on the street. Are you eating out of it? Yeah, what is that? This is where it goes. And no one's just throwing loose poops in there. They're in bags. Yes. They're tied up. Yes.
Unless
nothing has made me want to save poop and put it in someone's garbage can more than this note.
Although maybe the maniac part is that somebody is grabbing the loose poops and they're like, please stop touching your dog's poop.
There's some poop maniac. Yeah, sure. That's a much more generous interpretation than I came up with.
I doubt it's accurate, but
yeah. But it is a little known thing of like, you will have the love of your life, the best thing that ever happened to you, but also find out who your absolute sworn enemies are in your neighborhood once you get a dog.
Yeah.
Easy filtering. How was it for Casper to get Boo to come into the house?
Really easy. I mean, their relationship, I've heard him bark like three times ever. And once was after we came back from our first walk and our first long walk. It was probably like second or third day. And he seemed to really be like feeling himself. Like he was like, yeah, I just went hiking. And so he wanted Casper to play with him and was like, hey, what's up? And Casper was like, you fuck off. And he barked at him and Casper like was like, ah. And so he learned really fast. Yeah. But now their relationship is pretty much like cool teenager and dumb younger brother, where when he's interested in Casper, he'll like follow him around and Casper will smell something and then he'll go up and smell it and be like, hey, what are we doing? What are we doing? And Casper's like, I don't want to hang out with you. You are so boring. Mm. And then sometimes when Boo is asleep, that's when Casper will come up and smell him and be like, okay, what's the deal here? What is this thing? But yeah, they'll like share the couch, share the bed.
Oh, good.
They're fine. They're both really, really good dudes with good self-esteem.
That's what you want. That's what you want from it. At the end of the day, that's all you
ask. That's what I was looking for in Petfinder. I was like, I need a confident dog.
Well, I think it's really a thing. Yeah. Like it makes them be generally pretty trusting. Mm-hmm. Neither of them is like, oh, you're going to eat my food.
Yeah,
neither of them is like, she's going to like you more. Like, they're both just like, whatever, we're fine.
Mm-hmm. And maybe a testament to you being a good pet owner that they're like, no, she likes us.
Yeah.
She's proven that.
I mean, also, we're all home all the time now, so it's not like anyone's not getting enough attention.
Yes.
We'll see how it goes when and if that changes.
Once we get you. I was just going to ask, I think you're right, once and if it might be a bigger question there, but if we get you back in the room, do you have dogs that you know that will also be there? Like, what future friendships could possibly be ahead for Boo?
Not in the exact, but as I said, if I worked at Henson again, that lot, which obviously has the Jim Henson company on it, but also has a lot of different other companies that rent space there. There's tons of dogs around there.
Yeah.
And they're all just about his size. One of the EPs on the show, should that show get brought back specifically, has a very tiny little, like, I don't know what kind of dog it is. It's like a little floofy white dog. Mm-hmm. That's like a little bit smaller than you expect it to be.
Yes.
And his name is Rambo. And so hopefully he could be friends with Rambo.
And there's probably Muppets on that lot as well. If you can't find a dog around.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I the show that I was making, included all of these little, aliens that are, they're sort of like a cross between gremlins and minions, these little aliens that didn't really talk, but they were very cute. This kind of thing, that there has to be a word for this in, I don't know, like Japanese or German or something, that means cute, ugly.
Yeah.
And so these Muppets had that same sort of thing and kind of a similar shape, except instead of the ears, there would be like eyeballs out on the sides. Everyone who's worked on the show who's seen it has commented and been like, oh, he looks like one of the Clods. And I was like, well, I did have all of the head alien mostly on the show called the Clods Boo, because I thought that was real funny for that to be part of the slang that he picks up from humans. So I was like, well, I guess I kind of did a little nod to that.
Yeah,
a little salute. Not knowing what they look like, I was about to suggest, I mean, he's got to be inspiration for the next Muppet. Look at him. But it turns out it was the other way around. We can work with that.
A little bit.
Now, Are we allowed to talk about that show? Can listeners look forward to it?
Sure. Yeah. Unfortunately, I just found out that it got moved back again, the release date, to September. It's called Earth to Ned.
Okay.
And it's a late night talk show hosted by aliens.
Great.
Yeah.
I don't think you can come up with a better premise. And then with you at the helm, that's the dream.
Thanks.
That's a show we all need right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I didn't come up with the premise. They had that and they were shopping around for somebody to be head writer and showrunner. And I got the gig, but it is like, I've worked on a bunch of late night shows. I'm a huge sci-fi fan. Mm-hmm. I was a good fit.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Eliza, just a dream. We're so happy for you and want to hear more about it. You have a brand new podcast out, which is a home run, as always.
Oh, thank you. Our quarantine guest.
Yes. If listeners want to keep up with Boo, they can hear a bit more about it. But before we talk about all your great stuff, we got to play Name That Dog.
Okay, yes.
I think we should probably look to the Muppets as our inspiration. This is going to be tough, and we can pass. We can go with a different question. But if Ralph the dog were to have a different name or a nickname, what would a better name for Ralph be?
You're asking two different things. Is it another name or is it a nickname?
Let's go with nickname, because we don't want to insult the person who named him initially.
Keys, you know?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jazzy.
Yeah.
thanks. Yeah. I would just tack on like Rolf the Jazzy Dog.
Yeah.
But that's more of a title than a nickname.
Can I throw out one that is different, but please, was the thing I was thinking of? If Boo was like big and black and a boy.
Oh, he's still a boy?
Yeah, still a boy.
Chocula.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Oh.
Count Chocula, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Stick in the spooky cereal family. Mm-hmm.
The cereals. Yep. Of course.
Thank you. Thanks.
Well, perfect. So yes, Eliza, can you please, until the show comes out in September, can you please let listeners know where they can find you, where we can see everything?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Eliza Skinner. I'm on Instagram at @eskins. I just found out today there's a fake me on TikTok.
Cool.
Well, excuse me. Yes. What an honor.
I'm trying to get
excuse
that. Right? I was like, oh, yeah. And they listed their account. It says Eliza Skinner, famous, quote unquote, famous singer. And I'm like, oh. Okay.
I would agree with that. Yes.
Well, that's how I know I didn't do it. Wouldn't put it that way. So don't look for me there.
Okay.
And as you said, I have a new podcast with my friend Aaron Whitehead called Outbreak Down with Aaron and Eliza. And that's on all the things. It's just two friends chatting for an hour.
Great.
Pretty low key. And I've got cool playlist, my old podcast.
Yes,
hopefully we'll figure out a way to keep doing at some point. Thanks.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for making time for this. Please give Boo a little kiss for us. And we're so excited for you. You guys seem... Oh, and yes, where do we find Boo on Instagram?
I was about to say.
Whatever else you were going to say.
On Instagram, Boo is @spookydogbooberry with underscores in between each one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's hard for me to decide what to put on his Instagram as opposed to mine. I'm like, I guess I have to... manage his content. He's not gonna do it.
Yes.
but he's a pretty cute little dude.
He's just adorable. And then Avi, you are a famous singer, and the songs that you make up for him are second to none.
Great.
You gotta find them. They'll make your day.
Yeah, those are on Twitter. If you search from my name and dog songs, you'll find the thread of songs that I make up for him.
Thanks. Delightful. Amazing. All right, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It is time for My Mutt Minute with Alex and her imaginary dog, Apple. Hit it!
Woo!
Hi, Renee, Tugboat, Alexis, and Crumb. I'm going to be doing a My Mutt Minute about my imaginary dog, Apple. Just to clarify, I have imaginary dogs partly because my parents wouldn't let me have a real dog. I'd love one, though. All of the animals and people in this My Mutt Minute aren't real. They're imaginary. Here's my My Mutt Minute. Apple is half German Shepherd, 3/8 Husky, and 1/8 Black Lab. She's 3.5 years old, and she looks like a black German Shepherd with blue eyes. She's a medical alert dog, but loves playing when she's not working. She lives at a stables which has roughly 145 horses, and usually lives with three other dogs, including a black lab guide dog, Catkin, a duck tolling retriever, Maisie, and a brindle greyhound, Abby. She dislikes being away from her owner and waking up too early, and she likes playing with the horses, playing with the other dogs, working as a service dog, eating, and sunbathing, which has to be limited because she has a black double coat which makes her hot. On first assessment, according to me, Apple is a goofy, loving dog who loves nothing more than hanging out with her besties. Her funniest habit is her epic nosedive when she's running to catch a ball. She runs as fast as she can and then jumps and flies through the air with her legs tucked as if she's an Olympic show jumper, then forward rolls as she catches the ball. Her cutest habit is kissing the horses' noses when they come to say hi to her. And time.
Oh, Alex.
That was great.
Now, come on. I don't want to say best mime minute we've got, but definitely a contender. I tell you, the imagination on this.
I was just going to say, there was a part I very, very genuinely forgot that it was imaginary for a moment. Yes. And I was like, when she was describing kissing the horse, I was like, oh, she's got to send us a photo of that.
The sweetest. Well, and just thinking about things that the rest of us don't think about. Yeah, you want your dog to sleep in. Yeah, you want them to tuck her out quickly. Yeah. Of course you want them to leap like an Olympian. Of course you do. In hindsight, just the rest of us didn't think that through.
Mm-mm. No.
Alex did, though.
More ready than ever.
I tell you what, I think that we can sort of manifest Apple into actuality.
I think so, too.
Because I want to pet that dog.
And
I want to pet Apple.
Like, you know, I don't want Alex to break any rules or get themselves in trouble. However.
Yes.
I do want this dog to exist.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's okay. That's fair. I don't feel like that's breaking rules. I think you're spot on with that. Now, like, boy, have we really made it, I would say, bulletproof, seamless, mm-hmm. to anyone who would say, oh, I can't send it in a MIMUT minute. I don't. There's no don't. There's no invite. Everybody welcome at this point. So, Alexis, first, I know Crumb is here to help you.
Yes.
If you need.
Yeah, hold on. I need to grab Crumb, and then I'm going to tell everyone how to... You send a MIMUT minute. Crumb is safely on the bed, so I feel comfortable in telling you. Okay. If you want to send a MIMUT minute, all you have to do is record it on your phone or laptop or whatever you have to record into. It's 60 seconds. It's about any dog you want, as very proven by this one, which is even if you don't have a dog, even if you've never seen a dog, I would love for you to describe what you think they might look like in a MIMUT minute. And then take that and email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com and we will play it on the show.
Perfect. Well, Alexis, we did it.
And then we did it.
We made it to the end.
I'm proud.
I couldn't be prouder of both of us. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to go work on all my conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Thank you.
Write them, prove them.
Yes.
Do a lot of blogs.
I was going to say blog about them for a while.
Yeah.
Start a YouTube channel with some like bad graphics.
Oh. Hmm? Okay. Yeah. Because I was like, well, what am I going to do with the rest of my night? But now I got a plan ahead of me.
Yeah.
I mean, just in general, boy, listeners, we're so grateful for you. Mm-hmm. You guys are the best. Mm-hmm. You're just the best in the West. And I think that does it, right?
They're also the best in the East. I do want to clarify.
And the East. Yeah. Sure. Yes. And the Midwest and the South.
Yeah.
In the Northwest.
England. We got some in England.
So. Sure. Yeah. Just anybody who's swimming out there. Also you. Just floating about. Yeah. You're also great.
Yes.
What did we decide? We can pet dogs now from 6 feet away?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Can I pet your 6 foot away dog?
Can I pet your 6 foot away dog?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.